All right, what wins in the end? Is it talent or hard work? You can text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki and the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. We just got this text from MK on our text line. It says, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
I agree with that
100%. I think hard work will always beat talent. I really do.
If we're talking about what wins in the end, talent does. I'm going to bring up a little sports analogy. You know, there's 1 second on the clock and you need a point to win the game. Do you give it to the guy who's been working hard all season, or do you give it to the superstar who you just know is going to bank the shot?
The thing is, hard work cultivates talent.
Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, yeah.
What do you mean to a certain extent?
It's part of it. There's just some talent that hard work can never accomplish. If it was that simple, then everyone that worked hard would achieve
that's
greatness.
What I'll disagree with. That's what I will disagree with. I think that it's not simple. You just made it sound simple. Hard work is really freaking hard, and there's only a very small percentage of the population who is able to put in the type of hard work that, like, I'm talking about, the type of grit, you know? And I think it's very, very difficult. But I think if you commit to doing that, then you will beat everyone around you. I think that's what happened with Will Smith. I don't think he had any real God-given talent, to be completely honest. But I've heard him speak so many times, and he says, I will outrun, I will outshine, I will outsmart. Like, he will put in whatever amount of work it takes to be the best, and he ended up being the best.
Hard work doesn't necessarily equate to talent, though. I mean, we look at the success stories, and of course, like, in order to reach that upper echelon, yes, you need the dedication, you need the hard work, you need the devotion. But if it was that simple, then everyone would just achieve greatness.
Saying simple. I'm talking about, like, grueling nights. Like, it's the opposite of simple. I'm talking about giving up your pleasures around you. I'm talking about real, real hard work.
I feel like that in itself is a talent. To be able to put in those days.
It's more of like a personality trait, I think.
Right.
Kim, what do you think? Talent or hard work? Who wins?
I think hard work, because I think they're both means to the same goal.
Yes, exactly. Mark?
But no matter how hard you work, if you don't have the skill, if you don't have the talent, you'll never get there if you don't have that
skill. How do you learn the skill? How do we learn skills?
Well, we could learn through hard work, but if you don't have it, some people just don't have the talent to do A or B, and no matter how hard you work.
I disagree with that. I think that everybody has it in them to be able... I think it could mean different amounts of work for me and you, and different amounts of work for different people, absolutely, depending on how much maybe baseline talent you have. I think ultimately, I think we can agree that when you put together talent and hard work, that's when you really win. Someone like Lady Gaga or something like that.
Yeah.
But I would take someone like Katy Perry. I don't think she's overly talented. I don't think she wasn't a great singer. She worked really, really, really hard on her voice. It didn't happen for her until later in life compared to a lot of other superstars as well. And I think through hard work, we cultivate talent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can be as talented as you want, but if you're not willing to take the steps to make something happen for yourself, it's never going to happen.
Talent burns out quicker than hard work, that's for sure. If you want to look at the long run, if you want to look at what outlasts which, hard work will always outlast talent.
Are you agreeing with me now then?
No.
Have you switched?
In the long run.
Have you switched? Okay, coming up, I have 10 ways that we can succeed with absolutely no talent. This will be great for you, Sam. All right, coming up in just a second, I've got 10 ways that we can succeed with absolutely no talent. Good morning. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. 0 right now. Our high is +1 and mostly clouds for our Thursday. Pretty simple. So we're talking about whether or not talent or hard work wins in the end. People are pretty split on our text line.
Yeah, and in fact, Beth disagrees with both of us. She thinks that it's neither hard work nor talent. She says it's who you know that wins. It's connections that wins in the end. That's also part of it.
I unfortunately don't completely disagree with that. We've got Jennifer here on the line. Jennifer, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's a mixture of both. Like, when I was in school, I just happened to be good with books, so I didn't study. I got straight A's for no reason, and I have friends that would crack the books for hours every day, and they just couldn't, grasp a subject. Does that mean we can't get the same job later? No, but was it a bit easier for me? Yes, in certain subjects, yes, it was.
Yeah, for sure, easier for talented people. I think I would just argue, unfortunately, that maybe they didn't work hard enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hearing that they worked hard, but did they, like, learn how to study? I'm talking, like, a whole other level. I just think the person...
I would say people that are working hard are going to come at you hard right now. Oh, yeah. How dare you?
You think I'm going to get canceled today, Jennifer? Is today the day?
I'm not sure.
Is today the day of all days?
hardworking people out there.
It's trending on Twitter. Hashtag cancel Nikki. Cancel Nikki. I'm over.
I was that guy in school who busted my butt. I tried to do as much as I could to study, and I would always just get the C's. I'm lucky to get a B. And it was very frustrating because I would see people that wouldn't study, that would phone it in, and get straight A's.
I will say that I have seen people, and what they consider hard work is not what I consider to be hard work. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying you're busting your butt, maybe I would look at you and say that's nothing.
I know, but... Right? But
those are fighting words, Nikki.
But it's the truth.
People are going to throw hands.
Ask my tutors, ask my mom who was there trying to, you know, we tried everything. It was, you know, sometimes all the hard work in the world just can't get you to where you need to go to keep up with people that just have it.
I completely disagree. Jennifer, we really appreciate chatting with you this morning, though. We love you. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
I love this text. I was speaking about, I made a sports analogy or metaphor before, and someone said all top athletes, as an example, have exceptional hard work ethics.
Yes.
Yet there's always that one that will rise to the top.
I agree. This proves my point, really. Okay. Look at somebody like Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. If you watch The Last Dance on Netflix.
Right.
You do not watch that and walk away thinking anything got him where he was other than his brain and hard work. Mm-hmm. Of course he has some talent. So do all of the men he's surrounded by. So do all the men. There's great talent all around him. But what got him to where he was going? That was the way his brain worked. I'm telling you. Look, Sam, did you like school?
Not particularly.
You hated school. So the type of passion, the type of hard work I'm talking about, you can't put in when you don't care about something.
Lord knows I tried to care.
But I'm saying I'm saying it's not possible. I'm talking about this type of hard work that just flips in your brain. I'm talking Will Smith. I'm talking Michael Jordan.
Not everyone's built that way. Not everyone's engineered to function that way. I mean, like, these people are operating on a very high level.
I think we all can. I think it's a choice, ultimately. I think you can decide how much work you're going to put into it. Mm-hmm. We all decide if an hour is a lot of work to put into something or whether 15 hours is a lot of work to put into something.
Well, if you have neither talent nor hard work, Bruno says it's usually the better looking person that will get the job. So you always have your looks to fall back on, I guess.
The better looking person. That's horrible. All right. I said I'd share 10 ways to succeed with absolutely no talent. And I agree with all these things. Okay. Number 10, believe in yourself.
Have to.
So maybe you should listen to me because I'm telling you, you can do it. Whether or not you were born with a ton of talent. I'm telling you, you can do it even if you don't have that. Number 9, do more than what is required of you. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Above and beyond.
You set the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
Open to feedback, of
Always.
Course. The passion, number 7, that's a huge part for me. That's why I'm not talking about students when we're in school sitting there trying to be forced to do something. Those things can be very difficult. And we don't all learn in the same way either.
For sure. And not everyone is born with passion. Some passions are curated. Some people just never come across one.
And never have passions for anything?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Seek solutions in at number 6. Mm-hmm. That's what I would agree with, too. Like, this is what I want to say. This is what I'll be like as a parent. When you're saying you're studying so hard, I'm like, okay, well, let's learn how to study then. Mm-hmm. If we're having, you know what I mean? If you're studying and it's not working for you, let's switch it up. Let's find a way that works for you.
Or just get me a new brain.
No, you don't need a new brain. You're perfect and you're talented, too. And sometimes you work hard. In at number 5, have an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
Be positively contagious. And at number 4, mm-hmm. number 3 is give your best. Number 2 is to show up and do the work. You have to make sure you're showing up. Yeah. And number 1, I mentioned this earlier, it's being on time. On time for whatever you're trying to do. So there you go. 10 ways for us to succeed with zero talent.
Never too late.
Never too late. It's 7:19 right now. Good morning. On the way, going to hear from Ava Max. We've got your